Every month we talk about what's happening when it comes to greening, getting green. Thanks to guests in the field, Jeffrey Dombrowski, the registered agent of investment group Keeler Flats LLC in the house. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning, Shelley.
Terry Holman, executive director of the U.S. Green Building Council of West Michigan. Good job you have, and good lady you are. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, good morning.
Talking about PACE, P-A-C-E, Property Assessed Clean Energy. Obviously, we're going to ask what this is. But first of all, Jeffrey, tell me a little bit about you.
Yeah, I'm born and raised in West Michigan. I have a 20-year love affair with my career, housing and housing finance. And the last 4 or 5 years have focused on affordable housing. And then recently, with Sherry's assistance, Brett Little's assistance, and some other mentors in the green industry, started to meld together and mesh together affordable housing with energy efficiency. And the yield is benefiting the tenants, the communities, and then the owners and the property portfolio managers. So,
thank you. Sherry, your job?
My job, let's see. So I'm the executive director of the U.S. Green Building Council West Michigan chapter. Also the director of the Michigan Battle of the Buildings Energy Reduction Competition and the director of the Grand Rapids 2030 District.
Many hats you wear well. What is PACE and what has recently happened within the city of Grand Rapids to adopt PACE?
So the City Commission approved PACE in August and really, you know, spearheaded by Mayor Bliss. We're so excited to be one of the 23 governments in Michigan that have adopted PACE. Some of the other nearby, Montcalm, Granville, and Otsego are a few of the others that have adopted PACE recently.
And again, PACE standing for this property assessed clean energy. And it looks like, Jeff, perhaps you can answer the question why the adoption of PACE is important, maybe some challenges, and it looks like you talk about PACE frequently.
Yes, I think it's very important for property owners, developers, and portfolio managers. It is a much-needed tool to finance energy improvements and help to neutralize waste and actually increase cash flows and building values, so much-needed credit facility in the real estate industry.
Expand on challenges to making it happen, if there were any, and were there skeptics along the way?
I think so. I think with humans at an individual level, at a municipal level, change is difficult sometimes, and that's everywhere in this country, perhaps in the world. The other thing is, we couldn't see a real project to apply it to. And until we had the ability to dissect a living, breathing project, we couldn't see the benefit. And now that we have that, we see the many merits of PACE.
I think that really the biggest skeptic is it's too good to be true. You know, many think that PACE just isn't real because it's no upfront capital. The cost is spread out over 15 to 20 years. Positive return on investment on day one. This is a special assessment, so it stays with the building. And so really, it's just a win-win. You know, if you were writing a check of $400 a month to the utility, instead $358 can go on your go towards this this payback, and the other $2, you know, to the utility company. So immediately, you've got a positive cash flow.
The adoption of PACE. What's it look like in West Michigan?
Well, we've adopted it. We're still getting all the paperwork together. The city is getting all their ducks in a row. We're having a little party to celebrate it on October 16th, but November 2nd is our first event where we're going to throw a "Is PACE Right for Me" kind of event. So owners can come and find out if PACE is the right financing solution for their project.
All right, Jeff, I want to dig in a little deeper here. I want you to talk specifically about your involvement and why important to the Keeler Flats project. Remind me about that project.
Keeler Flats project, Shelley and Sherry, is an affordable workforce housing development that is going to be, I call it a canvas. We're going to paint this canvas on a historic building at 56 North Division. It's the Keeler Furniture Exhibition Center that was built in 1911. And we have the ability to house, create 132 affordable units. And when we looked at, our development team looked at delivering this to the community and to the tenants, we looked at our level of responsibility. That led us down a path of due diligence to mesh affordable housing with clean energy and sustainable energy. We then had to look at how we were going to source the capital. We knew about the tax credits to provide the housing, but how did we source the additional capital to provide a near net zero project? And PACE is the forerunner in our capital stack, and it is part of our strategy moving forward on the Keeler Flats building. We have a PACE commitment for $5.9 million with a 20-year fixed interest rate and very attractive terms, off balance sheet, non-recourse. So Keeler Flats will be 132 units with 47% net zero. That means the tenants in a one-bedroom will pay $33 a month for utilities, and a two-bedroom will pay $43. And we're proud to report those yields.
Obviously, the answer to why more affordable housing is needed, you have that?
Yes. We're 11 million units short in this country. We are some 8,000 units short deficit in the city of Holland. And I would estimate that. I know there are experts out there in our area that probably triple that in the greater Grand Rapids area. Listen, every state in our country has a shortage of affordable homes and rental units. I think the U.S. public doesn't understand is the lion's share of it is at 50% to 80% area median income. That's right in middle America in what we call the missing middle. And one way to resolve this deficit is to start to pair energy, hyper-aggressive energy strategies with affordable housing to create true affordability.
Other projects planning to utilize PACE that are known?
We don't know yet. We're putting it out there, and we're hoping that it's a vehicle for many building owners in Grand Rapids. But at this point, we don't know who else in town might need it. We certainly know about other projects that have been successful around the state, but this is why we're introducing it to bring them to the table.
Still new, I guess, for lack of better terms. Talking about PACE, property assessed clean energy on our Getting Green segment. Thanks to Sherry Holman, Executive Director of U.S. Green Building Council of West Michigan, and Jeffrey Dombrowski, Registered Agent of Investment Group, Keeler Flats, LLC. How does this tie into the goals of the Grand Rapids 2030 District and other sustainable goals of the city of Grand Rapids? Because the district goals have been made.
As you may know, the city has a goal as well to get to 100% renewable energy for their entire building stock by 2025. The Grand Rapids 2030 District's goals are to reduce 50% from a 2003 baseline by 2030. So we've set some really aggressive goals for our city, and hopefully, great tools like this are, well, not just hopefully, they are what's needed to reach these goals by 2030.
What's next regarding PACE or other goals to reduce energy or increase clean energy efforts?
I can speak a little bit to that. Yeah. Shelley, if you gave me a wish, I would like...
I give you a wish.
All right. I would probably collaborate with folks like Sherry, Brett Little, and others. And then some of our friends at Consumers Power, and look at building eco districts and taking the PACE tool and sitting down with some of the leading PACE lenders in the country, perhaps Petrus out of Dallas and Hannon Armstrong out of New York, and having a roundtable charrette to be able to build an eco district. Let's just say around the Keeler Flats building, there are plenty of our neighbors that would like to go as close to net zero. If we can leverage PACE as one of the capital sources to create that eco district, There's some other capital sources that will help complement that. So right now, PACE is for individual properties, and this is a soft challenge to the PACE community, is let's look at doing some eco districts and being able to finance those. A lot of details to come, but that would be my wish.
Mm-hmm. Sherry?
Yeah, I love that wish.
Yeah. And you get a wish too.
I wish for Jeff to get his wish, because those sound like great goals, and certainly we'd love to have those conversations and see what we can do, because, you know, our goal as the 2030 district, again, is to get this whole city doing better and reducing our energy, water, and transportation.
Anything else you'd like to share? I'll start with you, Sherry.
Yeah, let's see. Well, I'd like to share that we, again, November 2nd, the PACE is PACE Right for Me. We're going to do some PACE training after that. I think it's important to know that to use PACE, you need to use a PACE-approved contractor. And so there is a list on Lean and Green Michigan's site of PACE-approved contractors, but we're expanding that all the time. So we're looking for new contractors that would like to administer PACE to get trained on using the tool.
Final words from you, Jeffrey Dombrowski?
Just thank you, Shelley, for having us on. Anytime we get a chance to talk about affordable housing and the advancement of energy efficiency, we're grateful for it. So thank you for sharing our story.
How do we find out more information from both of you, Jeff?
Website for my nonprofit is West Michigan Housing Alliance. My other hat that I wear is through Sperry Vanest, the sixth largest commercial real estate firm in the country. Both all the data and detail on me can be found at LinkedIn.
Great. Cherry Holman?
Yeah, you can find us at 2030districts.org/Grand Rapids.
Thank you all. Our Getting Green segment, Renee Hesselink, getting the hook up, and you all providing the answers to questions. We are just all decked out here in studio. Keeler Flats, you've got Talking Points, Media Savvy. Thanks, guys.